Okay, so in this video, we are going to look at the software that we will use, and we're going to use a few different software tools. And in kind of software coding parlance, in the language of the software developers, this is referred to as the stack. Okay, so when we talk about the collection of tools that we use to do something, what is your stack? That's what we'd say. So, you know, what stack do you use to do AI coding? You might say, well, I use Sonnet 3.5, Cursor, and VS Code. That's the stack. That's the software that we're going to be using to do it. Okay. Now, in theory, you can do this with zero cost. Okay. And you can see here, I've put this will be easier with three tools that cost $19 per month. This is actually not true. You can actually do this for free. And part of the reason for that is that what's just happened is Anthropic, who are the guys behind Sonnet 3.5. Part of the reason we want to use Sonnet 3.5, and I'll go through this in more detail, but part of the reason is because they have the most capable model, Sonnet 3.5, in terms of coding, but also it's specifically because it has this artifacts feature, which I'll talk about later, but it basically displays the code on one side and the chat window on the other side. It's just very, very nice to work with. And so up until yesterday, the only way to get this was to pay, I think it's $20 per month, or like £18 I pay or something like that, for Claude Plus, or Claude Pro as it's called. But it's now available for all Claude users. And just to show you how quickly the AI space moves, this literally happened, I think like 18 hours ago. Or 16 hours ago. So, you know, I've literally budgeted to some time to actually go and record this today, and literally the day before, you know, this drops. And that is just standard for AI. This thing moves so, so quickly, okay? But this is good news, because basically what it means is you can basically start with $0 down. You can get a Cursor free plan. You can use Claude Sonnet 3.5. And you can then potentially connect to the API and spend very, very little, okay? And I actually got two of the plans here that I'm going to talk about. But you can do all of this now for basically zero if you want, okay? You can get all of the tools that I recommend. You know, go ahead and get the Pro plan straight away. Start spending like $20, $40 a month if you want to do that. They'll just save you a little bit of time, make things a bit easier, look a bit prettier. But the truth is, you can do all of this for free. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with the full kind of maxed out software stack, and what it would look like if you were just like a big whale that came in and said, I want absolutely everything, you know, I believe in this, money's no object. And then we'll work backwards from there and talk about what you may not need. But again, you can do all of this for free, okay? So, you know, as of last night, you can basically do this for free, and I'm going to have to update the marketing to make that clear, which is pretty insane. So, you know, this is the very best stack, and again, I've not updated the slides, okay? So this is literally how quick things move in AI lands, that actually now we don't even have to pay for artifacts. Now, I've typed it the British way. I think the American way is with the I. So technically, since this is a product, you know, apologize for the typo, it should be artifacts with an I. But anyway, this is the very best stack, okay? So, you know, bear in mind as well, even though some people may say, well, you know, Chris, you're kind of saying that maybe I should consider spending $20 a month on this plan. You know, it seems a bit excessive. And firstly, like I say, you can do all of this for free to start off with, completely and utterly for free. But remember as well, I was paying $3,000 to $10,000 for each software tool that I built as recently as last year, okay? And so you're basically saving like 98 to 99.99%, even if you just get one $20 plan, okay? So, but anyway, the most important component here within the stack is the coder, the software that does the AI coding, the code writer, the code editor, whatever you want to call it. And the one that we want to use is Claude Sonnet 3.5 with that artifacts. And as I say, this is now available for all users. So even if you go to claude.ai and you get the free plan, you will still be able to use artifacts. The free plan will, of course, mean that you know, get fewer messages per day. And so it'll take you a little bit longer. You'll, you know, have fewer chats that you can do with the AI each day. But you're basically going to get the same AI as someone paying the full $20 per month, okay? And you can also use GPT-4o, which again, if you go to chatgpt.com and get a free account, you'll be using GPT-4o, which is their most capable model. And so you can basically get those two models now for free with free accounts at chatgpt.com and at claude.ai, okay? So it's pretty insane. And then you'll also want to get Cursor AI, which I'll talk about. That one is $20 a month with a 2-week trial, but they do also have a free plan. And with the free plan, you can basically go in and connect up your API for either GPT or Sonnet 3.5. And so even on the free plan for Cursor, you know, it'll basically won't let you use those expensive models, but you can plug your own API key in. And if you don't want to pay $20 a month, then you can just use their key and just pay per call, which is going to be, you know, a cent or whatever every time you use it. And so my recommendation here was originally to use Claude Plus, but now, like I say, you can start off by going to claude.ai and just getting a free plan, which will now give you Sonnet 3.5 with artifacts. And so that's what we're going to use for AI coding. Ideally, we're going to have three tools, Claude, which we can get at claude.ai, GPT-4o, which we can get with chatgpt.com. Again, both of those, the free plan is fine. And cursor.ai, which again has a free plan. So you can basically start off with all of this for free. And then also we will want somewhere to save our code, which is basically, I'm going to call this the place where we save our code, or the app builder, also known as the IDE. And there's basically two options here. There's Visual Studio Code and Replit. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Those are the two places that you can basically save your code. And Replit is basically free, but with loads of paid options. Visual Studio Code, which is owned by Microsoft, is completely free. I would recommend you start off with VS Code. I've not looked at Replit yet. It's on my to-do list this week to have a look at, but you know, you can basically just get Visual Studio Code and it's free. And then for the backend databases, we are going to be using a tool called Firebase, which is owned by Google. And again, this is free as well, okay? And then you're also going to need somewhere to host your software. You will want to start off with Netlify, which is $0. We do have a $19 trial that gives you some additional features, which you don't necessarily need. So again, we can get that one free. And then you're going to want to use at least one API. Very probably, it is possible to build software without APIs. And the cost of these do vary hugely, but generally they are free. And then you only pay per call. So every time that you run a call, and generally, depending on the software, that's going to cost you, you know, under 1 cent, generally like a tenth of a cent or a hundredth of a cent. Sometimes the more expensive APIs, you might be paying like 1 cent, 2 cents, 5 cents per call. And so there's basically a few ways to do this. You can either charge customers a one-off fee and then give them a number of credits, which is what we can do. You know, we can quite easily build this into our software. Or we can just ask the user to add their own API key, which is generally what I've done in the past. And this basically means you don't have to worry about the cost of this either. And then there's some other costs we can look at. I've mentioned the API costs. You might want to get a domain name, which if you do want to use Netlify and you want a domain name, it's gonna you're gonna need to upgrade. But you can start off without that anyway. And then potentially as well, like I say, you may want to consider also connecting up your Claude or GPT accounts to Cursor, so that if you go into the playground, you can grab your API key, paste that into Cursor, and it will mean that you can use that free Cursor plan while also having access to the best models, which is what you want to be doing when you're using Cursor. Really though, you can get started for free. When I actually, you know, started doing this this slide deck, you can see I said that you really wanted three tools at $19 a month. But then as I've got deeper and deeper into it, we can get a free plan for Netlify. We can get a free plan for Claude Sonnet 3.5. And then with Cursor AI, we can either use the pro account, in which case we're using their API keys for Sonnet 3.5 and GPT, or we can get the free Cursor account and use our own API keys, in which case we don't need the, you know, $20 a month. So that is the basic stack that we're going to use. And in the next few videos, I'm going to take a deeper dive into this and break down exactly how we can use each of these.